It's your B-Morning Coffee Club fantasy time. Ah, get ready to get your team together, the drafts. And we're not even talking about football. We're talking about weddings now. This is a new thing. TJ Pope, producer Hope. So you're at a wedding and you start looking around to the crowd. Oh, who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? And there's these fantasy apps. They're doing it now. What could happen?
So you can place a bet like over under the amount of time for the ceremony.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's
going to be long or short. They're like prop bets.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Will the best man curse in his speech?
Yes. I'm going with yes on that one.
Okay.
I would bet that prop for sure.
All right.
Will grandma last past 9 p.m. on the dance floor?
Rarely.
I've DJed so many weddings. It's like, grandma's getting tired. Can we go to the cake, cutting of the cake? She doesn't want to miss that. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm under on that one. Go ahead.
And which song are they going to do the bouquet toss to? It's like always single ladies. So it's like you're going through.
Yeah.
Are they going to go throw a curveball in, or is the safe bet single ladies?
Okay. I could see that.
You could do anything from the flavor of the cake, right?
That's right.
Like chocolate, yes or no. How about like how many shots will the singles table, which you know the singles table, all the single people at one table, over or under 5?
Okay.
Number of songs until the bride's shoes come off, because that always happens.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a good wedding, they will. Shoes off, dirty soles, the feet dirty. You
over,
know it's a
under.
Good dancing, yeah. I love this at a wedding. This
I
is fun.
I do, too. I kind of want to make a sheet of my own. I want, like, what about Father of the Bride? Will he be out there attempting the wobble? Wobble, baby. That's always my favorite.
Yes.
Is when someone doesn't know the wobble, but they've had enough liquid courage to decide to go out and do the wobble.
Who's going to black out first?
Oh.
And we hope not anybody. But, you know, there's always someone overdoing it, especially if there's an open bar. And then you're just kind of pushing them underneath the table. He'll be all right later.
Now, you both have kids that are going to be getting married soon.
Mm-hmm.
So if there were bets placed on either of you as parents of brides.
Oh, boy.
How would you feel? And would you go through like and purposely taint the bet to make people win or lose?
I wouldn't taint it. I'd keep it fair. Like for both daughters, I would say over and under wardrobe changes 3.
Really?
Because you got your wedding dress.
Oh my gosh.
Then you got your dancing dress. Then you got your after party dress. I've seen that and I know how they think. They
and
gotta
you know
do,
your daughter.
Yeah, I know my daughter. So I'd be betting the over.
No, I'm saying they're making bets on you, father of the bride, over under how many times you're going to visit the buffet table.
I like this.
1.5. So is it just one big plate or is it 2? So you put it at 1.5. You got to think there.
You could even make a bingo card out of it and set it at the guest tables.
Harper just checked in laughing. She goes, I got married last summer up by the lake. And she goes, I wish I would have known about this wedding fantasy thing. My family would have totally done it. And by the way, over 2.5 wedding dresses, you would have won. Because she had the one wedding dress that they all took pictures in, a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
Then they changed into dresses that could get thrashed. They all jumped in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Then they changed into a different outfit to dance with. So she had 3 changes at her wedding.
My gosh.
I love that.
My kid going to make me buy 3 dresses? 3 dresses?
Have fun. Imagine the picture. They're all jumping into the lake, you know, thrashed dress.
Oh, yeah. I love that idea, getting in the lake. But
that
I don't know.
Too cool.
I guess you would need a dry dress.
Wedding fantasy games. If you never heard of it, we're glad we passed along to you. If you need help with it, we'll help you set it up. 585-252-WBE. I think it makes it more fun.
Oh,
And if you remember football season, there was this one wife that would make up a bingo card and she shared it on social about what her husband did during the game. You know, and bingo stamped it like cuss, bam. Did the touchdown sign hams up, bam. What is the coach doing? She'd wait. Eventually, he did that. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that could be fun too. Watching the games. It doesn't have to even be with your husband. It could be your partner, your boyfriend, your brother, sister. What do they always do during the game? You make up the bingo card and you see if they're going to do it for the whole game.
We should do a B Morning Coffee Club bingo card.
Okay.
Because we are very predictable to each other, you know, because we're together so much. I bet we could make a bingo card.
Number one, right there, Hope laughing at herself. Boom, there's the bingo dabber. Got it. Bo talking about food. Boom, there's the dabber talking about it.
Yeah. And then, like, some I don't know. Sometimes you make noises, weird noises that you don't even know.
Mama Lou.
Mama. Yeah. Ba. And we'll stamp that. Man, this is going to be a great game.
All right, there you go.
All right.
You know what? Let's think about a B Morning Coffee Club bingo card that people can download, right?
And play then
play along at home. There you go. All right, we're on to something here.